I grew up out in Berkeley, Illinois, outside of Chicago, and I needed a job. I was a 17-year-old kid. I had just gotten my driver's license, and my father happened to be on the town council. Berkeley, Illinois is a pretty small town. So I got a job in the Public Works Department. This is a fantastic job for a kid, a 17-year-old boy, because I got to do the coolest things that boys love to do. I got to drive a big truck, a truck with a stick shift, and the truck had attached to it a big piece of machinery. And I got to work the machine, and the machine would go driving around after the big storms, and we'd pick up all the branches and the limbs, and we'd run it through the machine, and it would grind those things up. And that was fantastic because I was playing with big machines and driving the big truck. The one problem is I had hay fever, and the grinding up the stuff would put all the dust in the air, and my nose would just leak, and I had toilet paper on the deck of the truck, and it was like sandpaper, and I would rub it. But anyway, one time that we did all the cool stuff, but that wasn't the coolest part of this job. I remember one day we collected all the stuff, and we drove the truck back to the town hall. And there's the town hall. On the right is the fire department. On the left is the police department. And right in the middle is the public works department. And I drive in there. And after the half hour of trying to back the chipper into the slot, because I'm driving a truck, and if you don't know this, if you want the trailer to turn this way, you got to turn the wheel the other way. And I just didn't know how to do that. So it took a half hour. I parked the truck. And we go and we sit down with the head of public works, and it's like a small town. We're just sitting there looking, and he's drinking a beer, and there's a huge pile in the park across from the public works, a pile of branches and limbs that we didn't get to do. And Jimmy Rich, the head of public works, we're sitting with Jimmy Rich, and he said, you know what really needs to be done with that pile over there? He said, somebody needs to burn it. Well, if you think for a kid who's 17-year-old boy driving a truck is cool, if you think working a big machine is cool, your boss just said you can go burn that pile of wood over there. And I said, I'll do it. And Jimmy says, all right, there's a couple of flares in the office. So I go get the flares, and we get in the village truck, you know, with the big logo on the side. And we drive over around, and we go to the pile, and we light the flares, and we toss them into the bottom of the brush. And then we drive back over, and we sit down with Jimmy Rich, and we watch the fire. And it starts out a little bit, and it gets bigger, and it gets bigger. And then the flames are shooting out. And all of a sudden, this is a town in the Midwest where the fire siren is on a big pole, and you can hear it all through the town, and we start hearing, woo! And the fire trucks drive out. And I thought, what kind of a town is this? The head of public works said, go burn the pile, and the fire department is going over there to put out the fire. So we watch the fire department working out, and then all of a sudden, a helicopter was coming from Chicago. The helicopter was flying over. I said, Jimmy, what is that? And it turns out the EPA helicopter is flying over there. And that's when Jimmy said, oh, yeah, we're not supposed to burn that stuff. Well, I wasn't going to tell the fire department that I did it, and I wasn't really feeling guilty about it until the police car pulls up. And one of the cops said, yep, we picked up two kids who were walking over by the thing. And I started to feel a little guilty then. And then the cops said, but they didn't do it, so we let them go. So I was still feeling okay after that.